This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Friday. Kicking off hour number four. I think Maddox is about to break open. We're taking some final calls. Wow. RNC says Twitter made illegal corporate contribution to Biden campaign. They said they made an illegal corporate contribution to the Biden campaign. I agree. And we've got drive-by shooting targets elderly couple for displaying the thin blue line flag. That's coming up right now. Jonathan in the great state of Utah, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, Alex.
Welcome.
Are you there?
I am.
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, I got a thing in the mail that said, due to the current conditions related to COVID-19 pandemic, that the county I live in, which is pretty big, there's about 355,000 people that live here. They said there won't be any in-person voting. They said you have to just mail in a ballot, and that's how you're going to cast your vote. They said that there will only be one drive-through option on November 3rd, on the voting day, and that that's only for people that didn't get a ballot or that have a disability that can't vote. So this is total stealing the vote from Trump. This is
the fix is in, and then if Trump challenges it, he's a dictator.
Right, and the crazy thing is if this is happening here in my county, it's probably happening all over the country. This is the way that they can harvest millions of votes away from Trump because people can't go in and vote in person. They just have to, you know, hope their ballots get in there and don't end up in a ditch or shredded in the back of a truck or something. So this is crazy.
Wow, so that's incredible news. And are other counties in Utah doing that? I've seen other reports around the country saying the same thing.
I don't know. It's just the county that I'm in. It says it even on their main website. It says that you just have to vote by mail-in ballot, and there's only going to be one polling station open on
voting day. Is this not a great big tech power grab? Oh, there's this virus. Now the election's it's incredible.
Yep. Everything they can consolidate power and blame on COVID they're doing, but this is insane how they're going to try to steal it from Trump.
Have you gone and spoken to the county commissioners or the city council?
I guess you can't
go there. That's shut down too, right? That's all Zoom meetings.
Yeah,
too.
And even on their website, they say that you can only contact them by, you know, email or appointment only. So it's basically
this is the perfect excuse for government to dig in, cut off resources, and blame God. I mean, this is just the perfect martial law scenario. And the average person's like, oh, I'll wear my mask. I'll never go outside again. I'm a good person, when it's a giant Chi-Com globalist attack. My God.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate everything you do. You have a lot of supporters that never get to talk to you or call in or anything, but you have a massive amount of people that you influence positively. So we truly appreciate it.
Jonathan, I'm just here for you. And I want to thank you for putting up with me, because half the time I'm out of control. We got about a minute left. What else you want to tell folks?
One of the main things I've always thought about is we need to put pressure on. There's a lot of conservatives that have all this pent-up anger towards Trump. They want Trump to fix everything. But I think we need to put the pressure where it should go, like with Donut Dunker, you know, William Barr, who's not doing anything. He has all the evidence, and he's not doing anything. The people need to put the pressure on the people that are supposed to uphold the law.
Oh, and Trump's been doing that. He's like, Barr, arrest them.
Right, but he won't do anything. That's what I'm saying. The pressure needs to go on these people like Barr. I mean, if people went outside his house and protested and said, hey, William, what are you doing? You need to uphold the law. I mean, I think things would change a lot quicker if people did that to these kind of people.
Very well said. Thank you very much, Jonathan. We love you and we appreciate you. All right. I could play these newscasts, but I'm just going to hand it over to Dr. Nick Baggage to take over. Drive-by shooting targets elderly couple for displaying thin blue line flag. And the cops aren't perfect. A lot of them go along with the system, so it's sick. and then all this new Hunter Biden stuff coming out that the War Room's going to be covering, new emails being dropped. I mean, it just says the new ones from last night are like, hey, give us the money. We'll cover up the corruption. Have your dad fix it. And then he comes out and announces, yeah, I told him cover it up or I'd accept $1 million. I mean, this is crazy. Stay with us.
2020 electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to fan.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
All right, Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over. I'm your host, Alex Jones, but look at this new headline at Infowars.com from NaturalFile.com. Bombshell, New York Post refuses to publish 25,000 Hunter pics after reports they include underage obsessions, child pornography. And it gets into all of that. And reportedly, sex trafficking out of the Ukraine. You've seen Biden grabbing little girls, all the weirdness. This is a cult, ladies and gentlemen, and it's coming down. OAN, One American News Network, has seen it and says that, indeed, it's basically child porn. Dr. Nick Begich, best-selling author, researcher, takes over right now. Full story at Infowars.com. Dr. Begich.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's always good to be here. You know, today is the anniversary of the 48th anniversary of my father's disappearance, which takes us back to 1972. And I'm going to use that as a backdrop for what's going on today, because we're dealing with really the same deep state that has been here for a very, very long time. So to kind of put this a bit into perspective, you know, think back 1971. In fact, there's a website that I looked at just before the program that I really want to encourage people to check out. It's WTF happened in 1971, and you spell happened in, spell that out, and then the date, 1971.com. And it's amazing. When you go there and check it out, it gives you sort of what all happened then, because it was a major break. And those who can see it on the screen, the very first image talks about compensation from 1972 approximately to 2017, and productivity goes up 246%. Compensation only goes up 115% over that period. But without getting into all the minutia within that site, I want to encourage people to go there, because there's a few things I want to point out that happened in 1971 that are extremely important. That's when Henry Kissinger, for those that don't remember, and Richard Nixon opened up China. China in those days, and if you go back to the historical images of China and Beijing, everybody was on bicycles. Hardly any cars, any modernization. Horses, you know, wagons and bicycles. Okay. And so that was 1971, the opening of China, the closing of the gold window, for those that remember, and where we went to pure fiat for all practical purposes happened. You know, when you start to look at Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and the formation of the Trilateral Commission and some of the things that were coming out of that about that time, when you look at the forecast for the future coming out at that time. You look at the Democratic Convention and the ad hoc Democrats, which were the radical arm at that time of the Democratic Party. And this was at a time when there was a lot of civil unrest. We were at the very end of the Vietnam War. We were at the Cambodian war that was going on that Americans hadn't authorized was being revealed in the Pentagon Papers. That was revealed by Mike Gravel, who was a U.S. senator from Alaska at the time. The guy my dad had already determined at the next election was going to be running against. A couple weeks before the second election of Richard Nixon, McGovern, in deep trouble over Eagleton, his running mate, who had psychological issues, which back then were like preemptive. That was it. End of the ticket. A lot was going on. You know, when you think about the FBI and the CIA at the time, it didn't come out for a number of years later, but at that time, this is when they were doing the heaviest infiltration of domestic spying by the Central Intelligence Agency, programs being operated by the FBI undercover that later came out in the Church Committee hearings of 1973. You know, there was a lot going on. You know, Hale Boggs was calling as majority leader in the House for the resignation of J. Edgar Hoover for corruption and blackmailing his colleagues and extorting things from his colleagues. Now, this was the state of 1971, the deep state fully in control, the Watergate break-ins occur, and all hell breaks loose, right? And we get just the tip of the iceberg. And I want to talk about a little bit of that as we roll through, because here's this, a sequence of events that a lot of people don't consider. Richard Nixon and Agnew get in deep trouble, because then the campaign contribution system with big bags of money and envelopes, you know, being passed around Washington. Bribery and corruption on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. So out goes Agnew. Boom. The vice president of the United States booted for corruption. Just a little bit before that boot, he broke a tie in the U.S. Senate. Because the vice president has the power, a tie in the U.S. Senate over the Alaskan oil and gas pipeline. Right. That couldn't be settled without a Native Land Claim Settlement Act, something my father got done in his first year in the Congress. But when you look at the whole chain of events, it was a reset. And a lot of good people got taken out in that reset. And we are at that reset point again. And here we are at a point of transition. So going back again to 71, what else was going on? The Warren Commission, Boggs was on the Warren Commission. He wanted that reopening, wanted another look, because it looked like maybe security agencies might have been a little more involved than people thought. And he knew the corruption there. He knew what was happening there. He knew about the deep state, and he wanted to do something about it. And Dad, you know, my dad brought him up here to campaign for him. And here's an interesting series of events. So Hale Boggs had to catch a plane in Texas to make connections in D.C. to come up here to Alaska. And at that time, a young Democrat, according to Hale Boggs' wife's biography, called Washington Through a Purple Veil. And in that biography, the person driving Hale Boggs to the airport was a young Democrat, and it was William Jefferson Clinton, later to become president of the United States. And also, he flew up, he came up, there were talk about a big scandal brewing in D.C. No one really understood what that was all about. They flew out on a plane the next morning for Juneau, about a 750-mile trip, and disappeared off the radar screen, and were never heard or seen again. I was 14 then. I had five brothers and sisters. My mom was in her mid-30s, and now six kids to raise. And what happened? We found out years and years later that the FBI had telexes, communications from a confirmed source, a valid source, possessing surveillance technology for the U.S. government, where they had located the plane, two people alive at the crash site. Never recovered, never found. Little backstory on Hale Boggs, his daughter, Cokie Roberts, many will remember from PBS, and she's now deceased. Lindy Boggs went on to fill her husband's seat in the United States Congress, served there, I believe it was 9 terms, and then went on as U.S. ambassador to the Vatican under the Clinton administration. interestingly enough, in terms of a big circle. Going back to 1971, what happened? Agnew resigns. Ford is appointed. Nixon resigns. Ford steps up. Rockefeller steps in, if you remember, as Vice President of the United States. And then Squeaky Fromm takes a shot. One of the old Manson, brainwashed Manson girls takes a shot at Ford. And a couple weeks later, someone else takes a shot. And just think of what would have happened then. Who would have been in charge? It would have been the next player, right? It would have been Rockefeller. Think about it. He would have been the president of the United States in 1972. What a change we would have seen in the world. Now, it didn't happen that way, but there were some other things. Had Hale Boggs still been around, Agnew and Nixon would have been tossed. Then it would have fallen to the Speaker of the House, who was Carl Elbert at the time, but the next speaker was to be Boggs. Boggs likely would have been the president of the United States in those early 70s during that time of transition. The last reset that didn't happen. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich. Pay attention to these very important messages. You are the tip of the spear.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, we need to remember right now, you know, we're headed into the playoffs, right? I mean, this is the end of the tunnel for this election season, and it is really crazy out there, and it's going to get crazier, I know, because people like to cling to the power that they have from the deep state perspective, and this is a very disruptive period. You know, I've often said, you know, my preferred company are disruptors, which is why I love Alex, you know, and I love what we do together, all of us all over the world, you know, that are doing our bit. And I get to come in every Friday afternoon and say a few words. But remember, this network needs your support, needs your help to keep in the game. So check out the specials at the InfoWars store. .com. You know, check it out. InfoWars store has great specials, good stuff. And as Alex says, you get a 2-for-1. You get to support the network and all the people here that make it possible to do this. And you get good products, top quality nutritionals. And this is the name of the game in the 21st century, because the InfoWarrior's got to be a strong, physically fit, capable person. You need your mind, your body in coordination. So take a look there. Remember that supports us, supports the network. You know, I want to get back into this period of time, you know, this sort of creepy early 70s period and the kind of demonstrations that were going on, you know, because I remember even as a young kid, you remember seeing, because the visual images are sort of emblazoned in your head. They weren't the violent things that we see today at the level we see today. Certainly there was a lot of clashing, because on inauguration, you know, in January of 73, the second inauguration of Richard Nixon, because he was still in the game, there were 9,000 demonstrators marching the opposite end of Pennsylvania Avenue to greet the parade that they arrested and put in JFK Stadium. So it was a big deal. They had him in JFK Stadium, the football stadium in D.C., because there was nowhere to put him, and they had a let them all go afterwards because it was, you know, inadequate bathrooms, facilities, and it turned into a big, crazy event. And so, again, you know, a different time, a different place, but the same forces underneath it trying to hang on to what happened. Now, in 1971, when you look at what really happened as we came off of the gold standard, as we went into a free float, inflation hit unbelievable levels, double-digit inflation for America, really rapidly. And mortgage rates went off the charts. I mean, mortgages were 10 and 12% interest rates. People don't remember this, you know, and I do. I remember all of this transition that happened. The national debt exploded after that and continued on steroids even to this day. The movement of money changed dramatically. It went from a single person, income household, tradespeople, professionals. You could envision a college for your kids. You could envision a house. You could envision that you would own, and you could envision a car every few years. You could envision a life like that. No one can envision that now in this generation as a population. And why is that? We've watched our dollar disintegrate in purchasing power. We watched our productivity explode off the charts. But that productivity is not a balancing act anymore. You know, it's that it's the 1% elites, the globalists, and I'm talking about globalists. I'm not saying capitalism is bad. I'm saying the opposite. Capitalism is great. It's a great system. But it needs to be a level within the structures of government because, see, capitalism is an economic system. Even the communist Chinese get that, okay? That's how come they're number two now when they were number zero as far as major powers in 1971. What happened? What happened in this 50 years? 49 years for the 49th state, Alaska. Here's what happened. We watched our industry get moved for the benefit of those globalists to China. The best factories in the world built in China, and the biggest military ever seen grow in China. And why did that happen? Because Americans weren't paying attention. And we allowed our system to get hijacked in 1971, and they're trying to hijack it again for 2021, for the 50-year anniversary of the last robbery. That we all rode as we crashed in that train wreck of the early 70s. And things started to disclose, right? We heard all these disclosures. We had the special committee investigate the CIA in the 1976 issue report. And that resulted in the Freedom of Information Act. Wow, we're all going to be safe now with the Freedom of Information Act. And now we can look into government, see what they're doing. But they forgot that now we contract it all out, and the Freedom of Information Act doesn't apply. The act needs to be amended to every government contractor's records are open so we can see what's going on with our public money. Our treasury has been looted. Our national resources are being hijacked. I've covered these stories in this network before, and it's happening again if we allow it to. You need to participate this year, of all years. And after the election, it's going to be a little bit crazy, I can tell you, because there's no option right now in the way it's set up. But remember this also. Inauguration Day isn't till January. Between November 3rd and January 20th, there's a lot of time to sort it out. And during that time, until that next inauguration, the one thing we know absolutely for sure is President Donald Trump will be President Donald Trump from November 3rd until the next president is sworn in, whoever that might be. And I believe it will be Donald Trump. But nonetheless, what the left has done, and we've seen some of the clips. We saw those clips from the guy in the DNC over there in Colorado talking about violence. We've seen a lot of violence, and I think that needs to end for sure. But I think we'll see some more, and that's unfortunate, and it shouldn't happen in this country. And this time, I do believe the federal authorities have to step in. And this is going to create a really state of unrest because people don't understand if martial law gets declared, what does that really mean? That means a suspension of our constitutional liberties. Okay, this is a big thing. Should that happen across the nation? I don't think so. If there's places where there is total chaos, you might have to impose it on a limited regional basis. But are we going to allow chaos? Are we going to watch our cities burn? I don't think so. This is not the America of the 21st century. This is not the America of the Info Warrior. This is not our vision for the future. This is the left's vision. And we need to be the tip of the spear. This is the Info War. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these messages.
Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping. at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil. So amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular. All of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fun, the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's a pleasure to be here this Friday afternoon in most of the country, just a little bit before noon, here in Anchorage, Alaska, where I'm based. And, man, you know, when I think about just all the stuff going on in the world, on one level, I feel a really deep heaviness because I realize how many people are suffering at this moment, but more importantly, how many people are just in fear. I mean, just shaking with fear for lots of different reasons, for economic reasons, for job security reasons, for worrying about where you're going to live, how your housing's going to go, worrying about the state of the government, worrying about a lot of things. Impossible to avoid it. I mean, because it's all coming at us at once. But we need to be equipped better. Because I think we are going to see some really rough rough period coming. I just know it's here, just given the level of momentum, the amount of disclosures that are happening right now. And I can tell you, you know, we're 17, 18 days from the finish line, and depending on when you're listening to this broadcast, we're almost there. And in this amount of time, almost 3 weeks, is an eternity in politics. Because politics can change on 10 minutes of bad news. We just saw it with our mayor here in Anchorage earlier in the week. Created a lot of controversy all summer long, and boom, gone in a flash from other things totally unrelated to policy, which is really unfortunate, you know. And and we were a Democratic city, you know, and I believe that's over. Because it isn't working out well in Anchorage, Alaska, I can tell you. And there's going to be a special election now for the mayor here to clean it up. And I believe that's going to make a dramatic change, at least in the executive side of our local government. But I believe that's what's going to be happening all over the country. I think the backlash to what we're seeing in the permissiveness. And it really started back with the ad hoc Democrats in 1971, you know, back in the in the 70s, when these guys were raising all their stuff and they were introducing the liberal agenda, what became now the Democratic Party. They were the radicals. I remember my dad coming back and just being extremely upset about what all was going on. Because my dad was a conservative, you know. He was a pro-life guy. He was favored a hawkish approach to Vietnam when he first went into Congress. He changed his mind as he spent time there. But, you know, this is who he was. He was conservative. You know, and there used to be a thing called conservative Democrats, but they don't exist anymore. They went away, I don't know, 30, 35 years ago, something like this, when I quit being a Democrat. And I switched over to the AIP at that time, Alaska Independence Party, whose convention I'll be speaking at this Saturday, the Alaska Independence Party's convention up there in Wasilla. And, you know, when you think about what's gone on since, unbelievable, you know, unbelievable. And then, you know, when I think about political parties, I switched over to libertarian at one point. I've been a libertarian for, I don't know, a decade. And I'm disappointed there. I'm going to switch to undeclared next. When I go to vote this time in person, when I go in person to do that, I'm going to also change my registration, and I'm going undeclared. And I'll tell you why. I don't like either national party. I don't like any of the national parties at all. I don't. Trump changed the Republican Party. You go back and look at the Republican platform before Trump, and you look at what he did policy-wise, because that's what matters. Policy matters. And he got the policies changed and got the free traders in the Republican Party to start looking at this a little bit differently and protect America's interests by renegotiating the NAFTA agreements, Canada and Mexico's agreements with us, pushing on the Chinese, pushing on everybody on these trade agreements to get a better situation for Americans, because we've been sold out for way too long. And it started with Richard Nixon way, way back when, and Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and all the players that followed that were the handmaidens for the deep state. These are the vile personalities that allow people to die in the wilderness. They use torture, blackmail, extortion as tools. Tools for transformation. These are the evil tools, ladies and gentlemen. These are the manipulative tools that separate us from each other. These are why we see the corruption in government. Do you think you've seen the last of sexual scandals? Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. If the Epstein tapes ever come out, that will unravel the sweater on steroids. I don't know that it will. I don't know who has those, where they disappeared to. man, this is my prayer today, and I ask everyone out there to join with me for just a moment, and that we ask God to reveal the truth in all of this, the Epstein truth, the Trump truth, the Biden truth. Let's ask God right now together in this moment, in the name of Christ, that we see the truth revealed before Election Day, and that there be peace restored in this land, and the clarification, as disruptive as truth can be, let the trauma be short, let it be swift, and let us be awakened to what is true and do it in the calm light of day. That's my prayer with you today on this Friday afternoon, because this is the only way. What we are seeing right now is the corruption of hearts and minds through manipulation on steroids. What I've talked about in the past, what I've spent 25 years researching in terms of technology, where it's taken us, how it's entrapped us into a virtual gulag that we're all walking around in, and now they're screwing down the doorways to our freedom, to our liberty, and to who we are as living souls in a fleshy body. And are we going to let them do that? I don't think so. You need to vote. You need to participate. You need to get involved. You need to start talking. You need to rise up and do what you know to be right and true and act in a positive way, in a way that lifts your brothers and sisters up. Take away from them that which they would stab you with. The words of truth. Speak your truth. Be honorable. Be respectful of someone else's, but get out there and vote. And I think the polls are dead wrong, because I've told people, and I'll tell you also, forget the polls. All they are is collections of more information about you to manipulate you, to steer you in different directions. Don't play with the polls. Here's how it screws them up and what's happened. So many Trump supporters are not participating because we don't want to be harassed, right? That's what I hear from Trump supporters. I don't want them harassing me. I don't want them beating me up. I don't want them banging down my doorway. These people are crazy. I'm not telling them anything. That's what a lot of people are doing right now. And that's how it skews a poll. Because here's how a poll works. Before the poll is ever made, they have to grab the demographics. So many old people, so many young people, so many women, so many men, so many black, so many Hispanic, blah, blah, blah. Then they get a demographic. And then they go out and randomly select from that demographic and send out the questions. But if certain groups don't participate, which has happened in the last election and 4 years ago and is happening now, and it's conservatives are not playing poll anymore. We're not contributing data to your coffers so you can spend more propaganda at us. We're not doing that anymore. We're standing independent, sovereign souls going into voting booths and casting a ballot. And what we all need to fight for is the paper ballot being maintained, no electronic ballots. That should be a national movement. Protect the integrity of the election process with paper. It's the only thing that maintains our freedom. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. You know, thinking about just everything going into the selection season on this 48th anniversary of my father and Majority Leader Hale Boggs' disappearance when Dad was in the U.S. House of Representatives. You know, and my family's got three generations now of political activity. You know, my brother, Mark, was a U.S. Senator. Unfortunately with the Democratic Party, but he's out now. And, my brother Tom, my younger brother Tom is a state senator here in Alaska, running unopposed for his second term in our state legislature. My uncle Joe was, a representative in Minnesota for the Iron Range up in northern Minnesota for a number of years and mayor there. You know, and you know, my grandfather coming over was an immigrant. You know, my dad was first-generation American. My grandfather and grandmother came through the front door of Ellis Island and in the early 1900s and built a life here. And, you know, and you know, when I think about the backstory, and I wrote the backstory of my family when I visited my grandfather's birthplace a number of years ago with my eldest son, you know, And it was really a moving thing when I think about what it must have taken for my grandfather at 16 to just leave home and get on a ship after walking a couple hundred miles and come to a country he couldn't even speak the language in. And that's how he started. He worked underground in the mines My dad managed to get an education, a good one, in those days, and went on and finished a four-year degree in two, and went on to build a sterling career with nothing but a lot of hard work and commitment. When I think about the dream he had for this nation and how he saw it, you know, because he lived it, was pretty profound. As he traveled around Alaska and saw the real poverty. I mean, this is Appalachia on steroids, still is. You go to our villages and it's horrible what is in so many places and how people have to survive. And it is about survival in a lot of our places. And my dad identified with people he met because he grew up poor too. You know, he knew what that was all about. And he knew how hard it was to find, you know, a way through, you know, to see a way through, to have a vision for yourself. And it usually meant somebody else older shared a vision with you. And, you know, that's kind of where I see us now as a nation, you know. We have an opportunity to share a vision with another generation that's different than the vision that's being rolled out right now, because it's a dark one, and none of us really care for it, because I believe firmly that we're not entering an era of shortage, but the opposite, an era of abundance. I spoke a little bit about that last time I was on. I'll be speaking more about that in the coming weeks. But when we start to look at the possibilities and we recognize that 1% or less, the tenth of 1%, the elites really like to keep what they have. I get that. But the problem is we're not on a level playing field anymore. Too much of our dialogue is being manipulated. Too much of who we are is being turned into a commodity. And we're not for sale. Each one of us is a sovereign soul. And that sovereignty of our individual privacy needs to be protected within a 21st century environment, and it is not. The opposite is happening. There's a book, an old book. I read it years and years ago, and it was called Man the Manipulator. You probably still find it somewhere. And this book was a book that kind of contrasted the ideas of manipulation and persuasion. And persuasion was based on the idea of delivering lots of facts and information and giving people the opportunity through those facts to see something maybe a little differently. The other was to limit the amount of information, to skew it in a certain way, to manipulate the data so they could push you a certain direction. Now, there's a real distinction here, because one comes out of truth and one comes out of a lie. And this is the contrast between the two styles. Man the Manipulator, it's a book worth reading, and it's still around. It's up on the screen. I know you can find it as a used book somewhere. But these are, you know, and it's a weird memory I have, because I'll remember things out of the blue that I've read 40 years ago, even as a kid. And the reason that these things are important is that when you look at the education today, it's a failure. All right. Now we really know it, because so many schools are shut down across the nation. I know in our community they are. And it's a failure, ladies and gentlemen, on so many different levels, on so many different ways, and a whole generation. This generation right now living through this time, these young children, are being impacted in ways that we have not yet seen. The unforeseen impact here is just now starting to be looked at, and people realizing, oh no, we may have created more damage than we thought here. Right. 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 That's what happens when you mix politics and science, and you get this mess that has collapsed everything and has created a void in reliable media. The public, no matter who you are right now, the level of media has got to be next to the garbage dump of popularity in the polls in terms of being a place to go for accurate information. It's not anymore. It's designed to polarize, to divide, to do all the things that are contrary to what a freedom of press was intended for. It was not intended to divide a nation. It was intended to unite us with information so we could have a public debate that was vigorous and respectful, so that we might create a nation together that would reflect a set of values that we held in common. And now we see this disconnection of the media no longer seeing it as their role to inform and provide information that persuades or informs the public debate. Now it's all about manipulating the public debate of media, of elites, of others, deciding what maybe is best for us. This type of approach is so contrary. Self-educated, formally educated, people who pay attention, you, every listener here, you're an information warrior. You gather information from all the sources. Then you put that information out amongst your friends, one-on-one, one at a time, and that's how the world changes. That's why we do this together. That's why we're all in it together. We're not waiting for the group to form. We're already standing in it. It's called the human race. Wow. What a great place to be. A group, we don't need any leaders because we have 7 or 8 billion of them roaming around the planet. Right. Each of us leads within our own sphere of influence if we assert ourselves within it. What does that mean? It means that we act on what we believe is right and true and what we believe we can achieve, what we have confidence in, and we start taking those right steps, those correct steps, the ones we can win. And then we win. It's like that. You have millions of people taking the right steps, not waiting for the lieutenant or the captain. You're it. Recognize what and who you are. Step into your birthright as created in the image and likeness of God and begin acting accordingly. Respect others. Lift them up. Help point out information. Listen carefully to what's being said. Gather as much knowledge as you can. Pray for the wisdom to apply that knowledge in some meaningful way, and perhaps you'll get it. I believe you will. Every single one of us is going to make a difference between now and Election Day. And then, after, what are we going to contribute to the calm? Is there a way? Is there a way through? And I would say, earnestly pray for that way, because we need it now. We need a calm now. And the only thing that can reverse this at this point truly will be a miracle. Because otherwise, I don't see it. I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm no prophet, but I can't see it. And I know many are feeling the same way. So lift each other in prayer in this next few weeks. Ask God to intervene in this next few weeks in whatever your faith takes you, wherever your belief system takes you. Pour your heart in it and join with the rest of us to know that there will be a change. That there will be an awakening. It's already going on. Within every trauma, within every birth, there is huge pain. But out the other end of that birth is a life, a breath, the breath of life, your breath as an information warrior, as an info warrior, as someone who believes in the possibility that God can intervene. This has been Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday afternoon. Thanks for being here.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.